The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/British Tech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 5th of August, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Okay, this must be the week for streaming services to sit there and say, okay, let's give some more pricing options to our customers out there. Of course, we know YouTube, they're trying out the premium light in certain parts of Europe. Apparently, Spotify says, yeah, okay, why don't we do the same? Yeah, get ready for the cheaper subscription from Spotify. That'll give you a lot more control over the music you want to listen to, but you'll have to endure the ads. It's actually known as Spotify Plus, and will currently set you back $1 per month. Now, of course, this particular plan only available in certain parts of the world. And when asking from Spotify just exactly where, they didn't really tell us. It's more if you see it, then it's probably available for you. Spotify did, however, emphasize that the service may never, ever get a full release. It's purely just a beta test right now. We're going to have to wait and see if Spotify kind of gets their act together and if it becomes a universal thing or if it becomes a thing at all. Samsung is stripping down. Yes, get ready for the Galaxy Tab S7 FE version. And the FE stands for Fan Edition. Now, the FE actually has a pretty big, large screen, 12.4-inch display, and amazingly is the same size as last year's Tab 7 Plus. But there's a catch, of course. There always is. This one's not an OLED display. Yeah, it's just a regular LCD. It does have a Qualcomm SM7325 chipset, however. 4 GB of RAM and 64 GB of expandable storage. Now, this particular version coming out in the US this week will be available in two varieties. If you only need Wi-Fi, it'll set you back about $530. There will, however, though, be a 5G model, and that'll be starting at $669. All right, Google users on iOS, I know this is a bit of an oxymoron, but it does happen a lot. I'm one of them. Google Maps have finally went dark. Yeah, it's only taken 2 years. You might remember dark mode actually started rolling out in iOS 13. Now, of course, the most beneficial part about using dark mode for Google Maps is nighttime. You won't be blinded by your screen seeing where you need to go. Now, don't go looking to turn on dark mode just yet. No. You know how it is with Google. They'll decide which and where, whom and what gets it first, or second or third or so on. But once it is ready for you, all you gotta do is go into the settings menu, tap on dark mode, and then tap on. You can also have it do back and forth as well, daytime, nighttime, via your settings too. Now, other than dark mode, Google Maps on iOS will get a couple of other features too. The app will support widgets for the first time, and another that has shortcuts for Google Maps search bar, and places like your home, restaurants, these kind of things that are near you. And finally, all the Touch ID equipped Magic Keyboard. Sure would be nice to have that thing and not have to purchase the iMac with it. Well, it seems that has now become a reality. Yes, finally, Apple's selling the new Touch ID equipped version of its Magic Keyboard on its own. Now, those of you unfamiliar with this, the Touch ID keyboard was introduced alongside the M1 iMac earlier this year. And as cool as that was, all as a package, many folks are saying, hey, can I just buy the keyboard? Well, Apple's finally listened to us, and now you can get the standard version for $149. And if you want the model with the number pad, yes, the full-size version, that'll set you back $179. Of course, it's in Apple's usual white and aluminum color. So no, don't look for colorful models like there was for the iMacs. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Find the news show over there, of course. The Mac Show lives there as well, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. You can also find our Facebook page, too, and give us a like over there at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our BTN community and our Slack room and join in the fun today by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, OND, will be back for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.